This is Kiera Hogan, and you are in the Epicenter.
You're listening to Interactive Wrestling Radio, featuring the Interactive Interview, courtesy of WrestlingEpicenter.com. Welcome, everybody, to another edition of Interactive Wrestling Radio right here on WrestlingEpicenter.com and YouTube. My name is James Walsh, and this week we bring you a Impact Knockout. In fact, we bring you the newest knockout, the one and only Kiera Hogan. No relation to the Hulkster brother. Really good interview with a fantastic talent who I've been following on the independent scene. I mentioned it during the interview. I kind of happened to cross her by accident on Pro Wrestling Tees when I was looking for something Hoganish. And is that a word? Hoganish? Anyway, I happened to cross her and I thought, hey, she looks interesting. And started watching her independent matches, and now she's with Impact Wrestling on a national scale, and I think she's going to take the most and make the most of this opportunity. Good luck to her. You can check out Impact Wrestling on Pop TV here in the United States Thursday night. Be sure and check your local listings, and of course, get the Global Wrestling Network app for all updated Impact Wrestling exclusives, as well as the archived footage. Without any further ado, here is our exclusive interview with the one and only Kiera Hogan.
Hey, this is Taya Valkyrie, and you're in the Wrestling Epicenter.
Hardcore Country!
In the archives at WrestlingEpicenter.com and InteractiveWrestlingRadio.com, our exclusive interview with the one and only Mickie James as we talk about her music career and what it was like to wrestle at WrestleMania.
Oh, it was surreal. Like, just to go from wrestling in front of, 100 people here and there to, 1,000 to 10,000 to 90,000 people. I mean, that's just crazy. And plus, it's something that I worked so diligently and so hard at for so many years to finally make it. It was definitely a huge accomplishment in my life, and just the moment itself, like just even at WrestleMania, my first WrestleMania was just outstanding. Like I was, because it was definitely a long road to get there. So that we just totally embraced the moment. Like, yeah, sure, it was a lot of pressure. I mean, I think just going in, it was a lot of pressure. I mean, it's my first WrestleMania. There's, thousands of people, and I'm winning the championship for the first time. So the whole moment in itself was just incredible. And then,
check out this great interview and so many others right now at WrestlingEpicenter.com, available in MP3 format and on YouTube.
Yo, maniacs, this is Hulk Hogan, the greatest of all time, and you're listening to The Blaze. So what you gonna do when Hulk Hogan in Blazemania runs wild on you?
Welcome back to Interactive Wrestling Radio right here on WrestlingEpicenter.com. On the newsmaker line with us right now is a young lady who will be making her Impact Wrestling Knockouts debut on Thursday. It's been a while to get there, but she's there now. It is Kiera Hogan. Miss Hogan, are you with me?
Yes, thank you so much for having me.
We're so glad to have you. So here it is. You guys filmed this just a couple weeks ago, and now you're finally ready to make your national TV debut with Impact Wrestling. Are you excited to take part in this?
Of course. Like, I've literally been so excited, so nervous. I'm just overwhelmed with so many emotions because I can't believe it's finally time for my first match to air on TV. So I'm so excited.
Excellent, excellent. We always ask the girls this question. I don't know why we never ask the guys this question, but we always ask the girls this question. What attracts seemingly normal human beings to want to get involved in this crazy wrestling industry?
Well, first, I feel like you have to love the sport, honestly. I was in love with wrestling growing up. I started watching wrestling in, 2005, 2006, and the women drew me in the most, just to be able to do something as cool as this, it's kind of like stunt work, but with acting, and it's so many different elements that goes into wrestling, and I feel like you have to love the sport first before you can actually do it.
Very cool, very cool. And I heard in another interview that you had done that that Mickie James and Trish Stratus were two of your biggest influences growing up?
Yes, definitely. Mickie James is my idol. She's my everything. But definitely her storyline with Trish Stratus was my absolute favorite. Like, it really drew me into wrestling. Like, it was honestly one of the best storylines, I think, ever. Like, it was something so different for the women. And I'm so, like, in love with just the theatrics of wrestling. So that literally drew me in. Mickie James has literally influenced my everything from my day-to-day life to when I was in high school. And I've been able to tell her that, which is a plus for me, being a fan of hers and then being able to be on the same card as her. And it's she's just amazing. I just love her so much.
Very cool. What did she say when you told her this?
Well, I met her when the first time I met her, I was 16 years old.
Ah, okay.
And, I told her I wanted to be a wrestler. So I met her pretty much every year after that. So she saw me flourish in wrestling. Like, every time I met her, I got further and further into my career. And, like, I was able to be on the first Shimmer that she was on. That weekend, I was on the same card as her. So I was able to actually be able to speak to her, and she was just so proud of me. She's like almost like my second mother, I feel like, because I'm able to tell her, look, Mom, I've accomplished more. So I just love that. And she's literally the most down-to-earth person ever. Like, she's such a sweetheart.
Excellent. Well, that's awesome. Now, I hope I'm not telling tales out of school here, but you're a little shorter than some of the other girls out there. Do you think that your height is a benefit or a detractor from your wrestling experience?
I think I'm pretty neutral. I feel like it's not a benefit and it's not a defense. I feel like me being smaller, people underestimate me and they think I'm not going to do as well as I usually do. And then I totally take them by surprise and they're like, wow, she's great, or she's whatever. Like, I just feel like that's not a disadvantage to me. I feel like I'm able to prove myself when people see me in person. Some people actually think I'm taller from my pictures and, like, my pictures and stuff, but I'm only 4'11 and a half, so I don't feel like it's total disadvantage.
There you go. And you trained under a big guy, though. You trained under Curtis Hughes, Mr. Hughes. What was it like training with such a legend like himself?
Hughes is definitely a character. He is definitely a character, I will say that. He was an amazing trainer. I still speak to him to this day. He's so proud of me, by the way. So proud of me, because I'm the first girl that he's trained to actually make it to a big platform like Impact. But he's definitely a character. He's definitely very strict. He's all about old school. He's totally about the foundation of wrestling, which I totally admire, because I feel like a lot of people are missing that. But he is definitely a strict, old-fashioned trainer. So, but he's amazing.
Absolutely. And like I told you, we like to do our research. We were watching YouTube matches of you last night to make sure that, you know, we discussed everything that came to mind when we watched you. And one of them was a match you had at Reality of Wrestling. Did you have any interactions with Booker T, and did he give you any advice?
Yes, I loved working Reality Wrestling. I met Booker T at a show maybe a few months before that, and then Mr. Hughes got me, well, he tried to help me get on the show, especially after Athena / Ember Moon left. I met him, and he was amazing. He was like, yeah, I want you on my show, and I was like, okay. So I went down and did Reality Wrestling a few times, and I absolutely love it. I love the whole production of it. It's so, like, for it to be just a school, the production is so, it's very, very high quality. Like, and all of his students are amazing. Oh, my gosh. All of his students, all of his girls, his guys, everybody down there is just so amazing. And Booker T himself is amazing, of course. Like, to even be in the same room as him and have him, like, agent my match and stuff, was amazing, because I love him, and he was amazing. Like, he was just, he had so much insight. Like, he was very particular about detail and about different camera angles and such, and he was amazing to work with, him and Charmel.
All right, excellent. So I guess the question I have to ask you is, what do you attribute, as a female wrestler who's just now really breaking for the first time nationally, what is your perspective as why women's wrestling for the first time really ever, if not for the first time in a long time, is getting the exposure and the attention that it is globally?
You know what? I have a really, like, different view on it. I feel as though, like, people are just now starting to see the women on the main stage, but on the independents, they've been doing it forever. And I feel like at this point in time, maybe because they're signing so many independent wrestlers to these bigger platforms, that now it's finally starting to get noticed, but it's been such a topic on the independents for a very, very long time. And now it's starting to get the recognition because it's on the main stage. But I feel like the independents don't get as much credit as the main, the bigger stages. But I feel like Impact has taken, I feel like Impact had done a stride with that back in like 2006, 2007, when women were doing like ladder matches and steel cage matches. And I remember when I was growing up, I still actually have Knockouts posters on my wall because I'm a fan. but I remember watching Impact and saying I wanted to be a Knockout because I felt as though they weren't so cookie cutter. They weren't so girl next door. They were all about everyone being different and everybody being their own person and everybody having their own character. And I feel as though that's what set them apart from the main stage. They were so different, and it kind of gave everybody a reality check on people being different and people, everybody is not the same. They had so many different characters, and all the women were different, and everybody was able to do everything. And I feel as though now people are starting to take that into consideration, that women are able to do just about anything if you give them the chance.
I agree with you, and actually my next question on the list was that the Impact Wrestling Knockouts really are what started what we're calling the women's revolution. And
definitely.
How cool is it? How cool is it now to be able to say, hey, I'm Kira Hogan, Impact Knockout?
I feel like I still haven't gotten used to hearing it yet, because when you said it, I was like, oh my God. But I like... when people, like, even my family, when they didn't truly understand. My family was really weird about me wrestling. They didn't completely understand it, of course, but now they're just like, we're so proud of you. And I feel like they still kind of don't get it, but this, I'm actually going to have a viewing party my first match.
All right.
Because all my friends and family are so excited for me, and they know how hard I've worked. And it's still so crazy to me to even think that I'm a Knockout now. I'm now truly a Knockout, because it was just a dream for me. So now to be able to do it is like dream to reality. Follow your dreams, you know, don't ever give up on whatever it is that you want to do, because if you put your mind to it and you have determination, you're able to fulfill it.
Now the match is against Laurel Van Ness tomorrow night, but I know that you guys taped quite a few weeks of programming back in January, so I guess my question would be, who else are you looking forward to facing that you either did face at the tapings and we haven't seen yet, or facing down the road?
Rosemary is definitely on my top list, because she's at the top of the list. She is someone that, honestly, I feel when I was, like, researching, or when I was, like, watching Impact before I started taping and before I really got into it, Rosemary was that one person that I was really intrigued by. Her character and her work and just her theme song, just everything. I just feel like she is just that character that is so, that sets apart from a lot of the other females. I feel like she is just so different, and I would love to be able to get in the ring with her, especially with my little funky, like, little attitude. And I feel like that would be something to see, and I feel like she is definitely on the top of my list. I cannot wait to work with Allie. Of course, I worked with her at WrestleCon last year, but I really want to be able to work with her more, because she has just completely evolved as a character at Impact. Like, oh my gosh, like, she has completely evolved, which I'm so proud to be able to witness that and see that. But all of the women, I feel, I would want to work with Allie and Sienna and Taya and all the girls. I'm so excited to be able to work with, and I can't wait to step in the ring with each and every one of them.
Very cool. I have a booking idea. I figure I'm a big football fan, but I don't do the fantasy football, but I do my own fantasy bookings in my head whenever anything comes up that interests me. And with your last name, obviously there's been other Hogans in wrestling before. And my head immediately goes to Kurt Angle and Jason Jordan, and I'm thinking, you know, they did a father son kind of angle. Would you be open to them Impact Wrestling maybe doing something wacky with Hulk Hogan down the road?
I wouldn't be opposed to it. I've actually had a conversation with Brooke Hogan about it. She found out about me, and she was like, we should be like sisters or something. And I was just like, that would be so cool. But I've literally, my real name is Kiera Hogan. Like, that is my real name. And when I first got into wrestling, I was just like, oh, it works because I'm already a Hogan. But I didn't want to steal off of what he was doing. I wanted to be my own Hogan. Like, I want to be my own person. I want to be the girl on fire, and I want to set myself apart from Hulkamania and all that other jazz. But I would love to do something like that. I'm definitely not opposed to it because, of course, I was a fan first, so of course it would be cool for me, but I definitely still want to be able to do my own thing at the same time.
All right. You mentioned girl on fire. That was actually my next question. What does that mean to you? Where did that come from?
When I first started training, I didn't have a specific character yet. I was just Kiera Hogan. I was the First Lady of Atlanta, which was the moniker that the promotion, AWE, that I was working for. Well, I still work for. They gave it to me. And after my first match at WWA 4 where I trained, I kind of got comfortable. I got full of myself, honestly, because I was like, I don't want to go to training. I don't want to do this. I don't want to do that. But after that, I was like just really comfortable in my ways, and I wanted to get out of my slump. And my boyfriend, actually, Owen Knight, he was the one who told me I needed to find my fire. And at the time, I was this redhead, you know, chick from Atlanta, and I just couldn't find something that really caught my eye. But then I thought about, when he said that, I thought about the girl on fire. Why not? Why not be the girl on fire? Why not be the fire? And that's pretty much where it started. I just had to find my fire. And 3 years later, I completely found it. So.
Very cool. Very cool. Actually, my last question, other than to say for everybody to check out Impact on Pop, check your local listings. It's on Thursday night here in the U.S. Overseas, it's on Spike UK. So definitely check it out. I wonder if they changed to Paramount UK, actually. I wonder. We'll have to look that up. we used to end our interviews with word associations, and we give you kind of like a little test, and we name a name. I'm not going to give you a whole list. I'll just give you one. You just already named him, but Owen Knight. Word association for Owen Knight.
Inspiring.
There you go. All right, so you're going to be making your debut with Impact Wrestling tomorrow night. It airs finally, and I know that this has been coming around the horn for you for a little while. I'm a big Hulk Hogan fan, so I remember I was on Pro Wrestling Tees, and I typed in Hogan, and I saw your stuff come up, you know, about a year or so ago. I was like, hey, this is intriguing, and here you are. You made it to the big time, so congratulations to you, and we'll all be watching.
Thank you so much. I can't wait for you to see.
All right. Before I let you go, can I just ask for one last favor from you?
Of course.
Do you mind if I ask for a liner just saying this is Kiera Hogan and you're in the epicenter?
This is Kiera Hogan and you are in the epicenter.
The Wrestling Epicenter has been around since 2002. And in that time, all these guests, everybody pictured, has been on our podcast. We're more than just a radio show, though, so check out WrestlingEpicenter.com for all your wrestling news and needs.